Overcast and 64 degrees in Rhinelander at 106 with WXPR News. I'm Ben Meyer. A former member of the Rhinelander City Council has filed an open meetings complaint against Mayor Chris Fredrickson and current council members David Holt and Ryan Rossing. Former council member Don Rogg filed the complaint yesterday with the Office of Open Government in the State Department of Justice. Rogg's complaint centers on an April 21st meeting as a newly formed council was electing a new president. Rogg and former President George Kirby did not run for another term on the council. Two nominees, Holt and Rossing, tied votes for the open president's position. The complaint says while still in open session, Holt then asked to be able to speak to Rossing privately, which Rogg says was approved by City Attorney Steve Sorensen. When the men returned, they held another vote where it was 5-3 in favor of Rossing. Rogg also alleges Fredrickson allowed the men to speak privately and not reveal what was said. Rogg also has filed a complaint against Sorensen over the matter with the Office of Lawyer Regulation. People will be able to take advantage of free drive-through COVID-19 testing in Merrill tomorrow. The Lincoln County Health Department is partnering with the Wisconsin National Guard to host the tests, which will be available from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Merrill Festival grounds. It's open to anyone with any COVID-19 symptom. Lincoln County Public Health Educator Kristen Bath says it's something the community has wanted.
That's one of the major goals of why we're working with the National Guard to offer this event. We wanted to provide free, accurate testing to the community, and that has been something that has come up. People have voiced that they would like to see this come to Lincoln County.
The test is conducted by nasal swab. National Guardswomen and Guardsmen will be wearing full personal protective equipment as they take tests from patients.
So it takes about 3 to 7 days for the results to come in. And during that time, it's expected that people stay home in case they do have COVID-19. We want them to stay home so they're not spreading it to others.
Bath says anyone who tests positive will be asked to participate in a contact tracing program. Soon after the COVID-19 pandemic broke out, the Ironwood-based Stormy Cromer Company stopped making hats. Instead, it shifted to making medical masks, says President Gina Thorson.
We have the skills and some of the materials, and so we... In less than a week, we went from a kind of an idea to production actually happening of masks. And then maybe a week or so later, we got into making gowns as well.
In May, the company started producing Stormy Cromer-styled masks for the public to buy. It's now donating 10% of its sales to two charitable organizations. The first is the Ironwood-based Gogebic Range Health Foundation, which got more than $9,000.
And we... first of all, wanted to give back in our local direct community because of all the support that we get from the folks that live here and from the local businesses and just the region and the support they give to us.
Stormy Cromer is also donating to a longtime partner, the St. Luke New Life Center in Flint, Michigan. Thorson estimates the company has now made more than 50,000 masks. The first tree among what may be many was planted this week at Rhinelander City Hall. Ken Krall explains.
Mayor Chris Fredrickson authorized an advisory tree board to keep track of the current trees and to plant additional ones where possible. Tree board chair Tom Giroux says he donated the white pine that was planted at City Hall.
Had a lot of street projects go in, removed a lot of trees, and so we just want to get back to having shaded streets and neighborhoods.
Giroux says besides beautification, more trees help with keeping homes and businesses cool in the summer. The city celebrated Arbor Day, which is typically celebrated in April, but Giroux says this time of the year is better for tree planting. Giroux says they want to plant trees downtown and neighborhoods that have had sewer and water projects. They're looking at ways to find money to fund the planting in hopes the service clubs can help out. He says tree planting is a way for the public to get involved with the project.
We want people to take pride in the city, get back to having those streets lined with trees, and create livable neighborhoods. It's all about quality of life.
The tree board meeting is Thursday, June 11th at 6 p.m. at the Carlson Funeral Home parking lot, and they'll take a tour of the downtown to discuss tree replacement. Ken Krall, WXPR News.
In your forecast for this afternoon, showers are likely mainly after 3 p.m. Cloudy skies, high near 70. Showers likely into the evening tonight. Gradually becoming partly cloudy, low will dip to 49 degrees, and then a chance of showers remains in the forecast for tomorrow. Showers and thunderstorms potentially into the evening. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 69 degrees. Undercurrents is on the way next, all things considered at 4 p.m. You're listening to WXPR News.